This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Hamas released video footage on Monday claiming to show rockets being fired towards Israel, but we were unable to verify the authenticity of the footage. News reports also say that Egypt has proposed a plan to end the current conflict with a ceasefire, phased hostage release, and the formation of the Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Reuters reports that Hamas and the allied Islamic Jihad have rejected the Egyptian proposal. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to expand his country's war and said that he would not stop until victory, adding that Israel would not succeed in freeing the remaining hostages held in Gaza without applying military pressure. Also, shipping firm Maersk says that it is preparing to allow vessels to resume sailing through the Red Sea. It comes at the start of a U.S.-led multinational naval operation to protect shipping from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen. Serbian police say they have detained at least 38 people who took part in a protest against reported widespread irregularities during a recent general ballot that declared the governing populist winners of the parliamentary and local council's elections. Protests continued throughout Monday, and it follows protests on Sunday where riot police used tear gas, pepper spray, and batons to push people back. The opposition group, Serbia Against Violence, has been staging protests since the December 17th election, saying that there has been election fraud, especially in Belgrade. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or follow us on social media.